1,483 and on to 1,484. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple, the tabernacle, the testimony in heaven was open, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We had explained up to verse 3 last week, and we're going to take the remaining of the chapter here this week. We left those who had conquered the beast. They did not bow to his mark or his name or his image. They stand victorious on the sea of glass. These are those saints which during the time of the trumpets, while the Antichrist was rising, yet did not bow to his idolatry, but instead stays true to the true word of God. And here we have the beginning of the plagues. The plagues are about to be poured out. And remember, these plagues do to undo the trumpets that allow the rising of the Antichrist. These are the seven last plagues which will bring about the destruction, the absolute destruction of the Antichrist. And so here we are considering these things. I want you to notice what happens in verse 5. The first thing that happens is the temple of the tabernacle is open. And we look to the scriptures to try to understand what's the Holy Spirit trying to tell us. And the Holy Spirit shows us in the Old Testament that in the days of Ahab, the doors of the temple were closed. And in the days of Josiah and Hezekiah, the Holy Spirit points out very distinctly in the prophets that the temple was open. So this is the picture. Doors open, days of reformation. Doors closed, days of deformation, days of no reformation. And that's what you have here. This opening of the temple is days of reformation. This is where that time of darkness, which led to the rising of the Antichrist, is finally going to be a time of light after darkness. Light. And you have these angels coming out, and it's very interesting the way the Holy Spirit describes them. They're clothed in pure and white linen, which was something a priest would have, according to the Old Testament of Jesus Christ, and they had on their chest a girdle, a golden girdle, and this was something which was kings would wear. It would show their authority. The kings would have this golden girdle, and it would have like a seal of their kingdom on it. And so you have items of priests, but items of kings, and you have them being represented as angels or messengers of the Lord. And just as in other parts of Revelation, it's true that these are not meant to be angels. And we know this because of the fact of the effect they have upon the church. They have the effect of giving God's wrath. And this happens, as we see in other portions of the scripture, upon the sending of the gospel. How does the Son crush nations? The gospel. And how does he do that? He sends preachers. And what do the preachers do? They preach the gospel. What does the gospel do? It transforms lives, nations, peoples. And this is exactly what's being told here. Except it's interesting, the angels coming out of the temple, and these are part of the church, they are both mighty civil men and mighty ecclesiastical men. They're both mighty preachers and mighty kings that are bowing to King Jesus. So when true reformation happens, this is saying that there's oil that goes to two lanterns. One which is in the civil sphere and one that's in the ecclesiastical. Both the church and the state during times of reformation will affect this great and mighty wrath of God upon the Antichrist. This is something which we will be speaking here about as we look at each vial, how this happens, and where are we? We're amongst the vials. Where are we in the vials? And this is for some other time. But for you, what the Holy Spirit wants you to see here is that when reformation happens, and it began indeed in what we call the Reformation, it's going to happen both with the king and the priest, both in the church and in the state. And in that, the wrath of God is poured out upon the Antichrist, that which is false religion, that which has made himself God within the church. And so we'll be speaking about those things in the chapters to come, but it's fitting that at this time we will